You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
One last time, I need y'all to roar. Hour number three of Barton Hahn and Bart Scott. For one last time to the national audience, when it's hour number three, and I want everybody who's listening that knows what we do here all the time. You sit in your car, you're delivering, whatever you're doing, you're at home, you're at work. I don't care if you're at work.
You kissing your girl.
Say it with your chest. When it's hour number three, Bart Scott. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
All right, take a breath.
Hour. Hour is on, y'all. Pick up the app. Tell your girl right now. Call the police, pay all you want. It's the power hour.
Now, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's one for the books. That is one for the books. Barton Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN has you covered for bowl game action. Bowl season now is underway.
Yeah, no.
You get the Cricket Celebration Bowl, followed by the, did you know this? The Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
Jimmy Kimmel got a bowl?
I guess so.
Do we even play football? Fantasy football?
The New Mexico Bowl, which I probably just couldn't find themselves a sponsor.
The Alamo?
Mm. Coverage, all this and more. Coverage begins 11 a.m. Eastern on the ESPN, on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. That for sure. So we've been trying to tank for the number one pick because the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, let's be honest, we're leaving. One of the shows is already gone. I mean, it's like, what are we doing here? It's like a league that's disbanding. It's almost like teams are folding and the season hasn't ended yet, right? That's where it's at.
It's because we're at the bottom. You know, they're just getting rid of shows at that
point. Oh, are we getting relegated? Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Wait, how did I not see this? We got relegated.
Yeah, this is English Premier League. Damn. You finished at the bottom of the standings, the bottom three leave.
Better watch out, KJM.
That makes sense.
Better watch out. Bottom three, that's a bad sign. We all know Greeny ain't going anywhere.
Damn,
let's be honest.
Damn.
So how did we do last week, Lacto?
2-1.
No, what you mean? That was a game above 500.
We needed a sweep. Didn't get it. So okay, this week the picks for the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge are all right. We're just gonna read them out. I'm guessing.
If A.A. Ryan is still alive, we're still alive.
All right, so the first game for us to pick here, Bart Scott, is the Dolphins at the Bills.
Bills.
The Bills are laying 7.
The
so
Bills.
We're taking the Bills, and we're giving 7 points to Tua. And I wish it was colder.
Wish it was a little bit colder.
I wish it was snowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't find something. We didn't plan. All right, so we're all in agreement then. We're going to take the Bills. We're going to lay the 7. The next game is the Bengals at Tampa at the Bucks. The Bengals are laying 3.5 as a road favorite.
Ass kicking. Take the Bengals in the points.
Taking the Bengals because the Bucks just look like they've already shipped the cars,
like Christmas,
right?
Like Christmas poop.
Yeah, exactly. like Mr. Hankey. All right, so we'll take the Bengals and we'll lay the 3.5. The last game, this is gonna be hard to do.
Damn.
The Detroit Lions.
I see it in your face, son.
Coming to MetLife Stadium to play the New York Jets.
Take the Lions.
It is an even, so it's just basically a pick 'em. How are we doing this? You want to take the Lions? How dare you? Have you no faith?
It's like Attila. I told you, man. Straight down the middle. 50-50. It's all on him, man. I put it on Attila. Roll pick! Ah,
Don't you know that man gonna kill you, Lionheart?
Yeah.
Don't you know that man gonna kill you?
So we're gonna go with that. We're gonna go with Lionheart.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Lacto, are you okay with this? Picking the Lions?
I am not, but the spread actually changed due to the Mike White news.
Oh, now it's 1.5.
Yes.
Leon.
It's all on him, man. It's all on Attila.
I can't believe that you're actually going with the Lions.
I'm hoping that I can do some reverse psychology, Lacto.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah,
we are tanking, actually.
Oh, we're tanking?
We're trying to, but we just took the Bills and the Bengals, so apparently
we're
not.
Yeah, we're serious about them because we need. See, that was vanity. I need Miami to lose so I can be right.
Yeah, you drew about that.
So
that was a vanity pick?
I'm going to come Monday that was and emotion. Act a damn fool.
Yeah, too bad you're not on the air Monday.
Oh, that's true.
Why don't you just go on Instagram?
Yeah, next Thursday.
You might just come back January 3rd.
Yeah.
And just start yelling and
victory
screaming.
Victory lap.
Victory lap.
And if they do win, they'll never see me again. I'm like, oh, that was last year. I ain't like that no more.
Yeah, you know what? The Jet fan in me, like that caller before, Lucy always pulls the football away. Always. That football never stays down for Charlie Brown. Jets fans are Charlie Brown. We are Charlie Brown, and Lucy has the football, and she always pulls the football away no matter what. At some point. So maybe this is that point. I gotcha. Lock it in. Detroit Lyon, and we'll lay the 1.5. That's the picks.
Oh, man.
Taking all the favorites. What's the matter? You good?
Who's that?
Who's who? What are you looking at?
TV.
Oh, this just in?
Yeah.
Is that Jordan Schultz?
That's what I thought. You know, he looks like that that actor off of Old School.
Don't know. Oh.
Vince. Yeah. He looks like Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
A little bit. A little bit.
Maybe it's a side profile.
A little bit.
Meh.
John's a good guy. 888-ESPN. We'll get to the calls. 888-729-3776. But all right, so off this game, Lions and the Jets. The news that we got earlier today, which wasn't great to hear, and that is that Mike White suddenly is not available to the Jets. It's a bit of a surprise, yes. It was a big surprise. Robert Saleh explains.
Mike White, he'll be limited out of practice, but he will be out. With that said, real quick, regarding the Mike White news, before you guys all start tweeting, I'm going to chronicle this whole thing for you guys so we can get this one right. Sunday after the game, obviously it's well documented, he was taken to the hospital to get x-rays and all that stuff, and all that stuff cleared. He got on the plane. Everything was checked out fine. Monday, Tuesday, same thing, get more evaluation. He was cleared for practice, which he has been doing. He feels fine, but our doctors, and rightfully so, would not clear him for contact.
So just they wouldn't clear him for contact. That's the big story here. He was practicing all week, which is what you were saying, Bart. It's like, all right, he practiced all week. Now all of a sudden he can't play, and it's because the doctors will not clear him to practice. And, of course, that's the question. Is why was he cleared to return into the game against Buffalo, but not cleared this week? And so that's what what Rich Cimini is saying is that the post-game CT scan and also subsequent testing revealed an injury, according to a source, likely a hidden fracture. And that is something that not a source, but an independent doctor kind of suggested that it's probably something that you didn't see until you did the full scan. Because at the x-ray in-game, it doesn't always reveal it, but afterwards it does. You're not buying it?
I'm buying it.
No, you have it.
But it's playoff time,
you
man.
You have a skeptical look on your face. And Mike White did say that he does. Mike White did tell reporters, by the way, today that he does actually have a fractured rib.
How many ribs do you have, Alan? About.
I don't know. Why do you ask?
What's one?
I would just say, yeah, cut it out, right? Just cut it. Just break it.
Shoot it up.
Come here, Mick.
I mean, I know I'm making light of it, but.
You are and you aren't, though, because I know you've been kind of saying.
Life is pain, man.
That this game is that important, but if they're not clearing him, it's not up to him.
It's true.
It's the doctors saying, we're not going to be the ones to put you in danger.
I wonder when Phillip Rivers went to them and they was like, Phillip, you tore your ACL. He was like, I'm playing.
Tape it up.
I'm playing. I wonder what they said to him. No, we can't. I said I'm playing.
It's amazing though that this is where we are right now with the third string quarterback. With your starting quarterback now is available And he's starting this game, and we're looking at this like, oh, my God, the season's over. Like, how far have we come from preseason?
It's not that. It's
that,
not
that,
it's,
that we are now in this belief that Zach Wilson starting for the Jets is a bad thing.
It's not that. It's that we're going against a good opponent. This ain't like we're going against the Bears, if anybody want to frame it that way. This is the hottest team that just boat drugged the team that you couldn't beat.
Right.
They just beat a 10-2 team and was favorite because everybody knows that what they are now ain't what they was, and the record don't indicate or is not an indication of how good of a team they are and how good they're playing.
I agree. Yes. Minnesota, that one caught your attention, but the Lions have been catching your attention for the better part of the last 2 months by the way they've been playing. And it was like first those heartbreak losses, but all of a sudden they were turning them into wins.
Philadelphia came down to the last play.
Yeah. They were turning it into wins. And so this is no way. It used to be, oh, playing the Lions. All right, they should beat the Lions. It's not a gimme like it used to be. This is an important game for both teams. The Lions want to stay very much in the conversation. They can do it with a win here. The Jets have to keep pace. They have to win games now because of the way the bottom of the AFC playoff standings are laid out.
They're hoping that the Patriots, who have the hardest schedule remaining, out of the teams in that division, fall short.
But I'm just – the other thing that you and Ninko talked about earlier in the show that I really cannot get over is this idea that if Zach Wilson starts this game and does not perform well, and we see another one of these, he's missing open targets, he's throwing it into the ground, he looks confused, running for his life, all that stuff. Like, this could be the end for him already as a Jets quarterback. This could be it. Yeah. This could be, we got to move on from this guy. This could be Sam Darnold again. And I don't know how you survive that in a five-year span. How do you survive that as a franchise? You take a quarterback at number two and number three, and they're both out before they get to another contract.
Keep trading. The good thing is you don't pay as much for the second overall pick as you used to. It used to be the kiss of death.
Yeah.
Like Sam Bradford, you get that. It's nothing you can do, but hopefully somebody can trade for him.
Right.
Now you can just outright cut them or don't pick up their fifth-year option or let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Jets got a second-round draft pick for Sam Darnold. So it's not the kiss of death as it used to be. I think the league did that on purpose because they know teams have to do everything they can to try and move up to the top 10 to get a quarterback. And then when they don't work out, it shouldn't be able to cripple your organization for that long. Because all you can go off of is what you see in college. Doesn't mean that it naturally translates.
Yeah, no, it's worrisome. I want to know how Jet fans feel about this, though, because I know how I feel. I said it. It's Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football. It always feels like that. And getting this news today was that feeling of, oh, here we go again. But we did get a caller who called, this is your number two pick. Like, this is, you should at least feel like you could still win this game. But you're not feeling that way.
The number two pick is going against the number what pick?
Number one.
Oh, okay.
But Jared Goff was already a team already gave up on Jared Goff now.
Yeah, but he still took that team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, think about this.
It's not like he hadn't had personal.
Think about this. He's going up against the number one overall pick this week. And then Thursday, who's he going up against?
Number one pick.
The number one pick in his draft.
Yeah.
In Trevor Lawrence. So, yeah, these next couple of games are teams, when you look at them, you go, oh, Lions and Jaguars. Yeah, you should get these two. But when you think about how these two teams are playing coming into these games, that attitude changes quickly. It is amazing. So our level of confidence right now
for
Jets fans. We are. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up. So the Yankees land another potentially white whale. There's that news to get to.
Oh, let me guess. He got a poster too?
Stop it. Well, he does have a hatred for a certain franchise that we all can agree with. There's also some news about Steph Curry and whether or not there's some relief in the injury news about him and his shoulder. More to get to. We have your calls and everything else. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
It's Christmas time. The O'Reilly Auto Parts Holiday Gift Guide is here with something for everyone on your list. Get gifts started at under $10. Get gifts guide that has everything you're looking for, including gloves, tools, accessories, license plate frames, and more. For that hard-to-buy person. You know who that person is, Alan. You just don't know what to get them. They got everything on your list. Shop our gift guide in store at local O'Reilly Auto Parts online or at O'ReillyAuto.com. Who wrote this damn thing? Jesus Christ. Did we get some flow?
Yeah, there's zero flow in that. No rhythm, nothing.
We call that Gensu. Choppy as hell, say.
Oh, man. All right, Tim Bontemps reporting that Steph Curry says he was relieved when surgery was taken off the table as a possibility, you know, for a course of action with that left shoulder injury. Because surgery, you're out months. Now they're feeling like it may just be weeks, which if you're Golden State and you're under 500, that's not a great thing either. And if you're ESPN and you have, you know, the Grizzlies and Warriors at night on Christmas Day, that's not great either. But at least if you're Golden State, your guy isn't going to miss a large chunk of the season, which could pretty much. I mean, if you look at the Warriors right now, you take Steph Curry out of the lineup for, let's say, until All-Star break, barbecue chicken.
No.
Come on, man.
What I'm saying is they just paid Jordan Poole $100 million.
Well, they also gave Andrew Wiggins a big contract,
but I'm talking about Jordan Poole specifically will be
starting and moving
into the down row.
Yep.
If you're supposed to be the future, if you're the plan post Curry, show us what you got, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't no kid.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, fourth season? Fifth season? It's time for him to show up.
It's time to arrive.
We ain't got to worry about being selective with your shots. Let it rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. You're a scorer. You're a pure scorer. You're a liability on defense. Now we don't have to have you and Curry out here at the same time. Now we'll just protect you. Go out here and do your thing. Your job. One job only.
Mm.
Score.
And maybe Klay Thompson also, because you've been, excuse me, you've been kind of waiting for Klay also to look like Klay again.
I don't know if Klay has ever looked like Klay again.
I'm wondering that's the same, right?
I mean, at some point, it's the law of diminishing returns. Sometimes the injuries catches up with us all.
We're bringing it every night.
Yeah, look at Peyton Manning, right? Eventually, the injuries catch up to him. He had two catastrophic injuries.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant had one.
Yeah, no, that's the part of it that you worry about, of course, and we'll see. But, you know, again, they're relieved that it's not months, that it's just weeks, and we'll see where it goes from there. All right, back to your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got some delivery driver trash talk happening. We also have hellos and goodbyes with our listeners as well around the country. Alvin is in Washington. Alvin, how we doing?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to give a big old thanks to both you guys. Been listening for a couple months now, actually, awesome. While working for DoorDash, and been catching it from start to finish, and it's been nice being able to listen to your guys' banter and topics and all the fun stuff that you guys do on the show, and I just absolutely love everything you guys do and wish you guys the best of luck.
Oh, thank you. Alvin, thank you so much. Circle of trust, Alvin. Have you ever eaten a french fry?
Just one.
Just one, man.
Just it smells so
you
good.
Had, you know, he said, yeah. We ain't got to keep saying it smells good. That's fair, man. Appreciate you. Love you even more for the honesty, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Alvin, my man.
Damn, frying there, smelling all good. What the hell is supposed to do? And it's an extra fry that kind of fell out. Especially if you go to Five Guys, you know, they give you too much and just spill over.
Yeah.
And just let me get one of these.
Like, well, I mean, it's like, you know, it fell out of the bag. I mean, I'm not going to put it back in the bag.
Pick it up with a napkin. That's all you're supposed to do.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm glad. But again, I also love the fact that what he said, that how much, you know, that he listens to us throughout the day as he's making his deliveries. Oh, California. You remember Esteban, right?
Esteban, what up? Esteban season has begun.
Yes.
That's a little nice for you.
Yes, it has. Hakuna Matata.
What up?
Hakuna Matata.
What up, Bart? What up, Han? Man, I'm going to miss you guys. I'm always on the road, too. I work for the DFA. We pick up samples for food. But just going to miss you guys.
You're doing the Lord's work right now.
I just want to say.
We appreciate
always,
that.
Always. Every time I hear, oh, yeah, not a problem. I always, I always wanted to do the power hour, if you don't mind.
Go ahead and give it to us.
Oh, you want
to
do it?
No. Let Alan set you up. Here we go.
Yeah.
Esteban, you ready? Are you ready now, though? Yeah, the pipes are ready.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I'll set you up. Ready? It's hour number three, Esteban. And when it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour.
Oh, I tell you.
Take a breath. You're going to pass out.
Hey, I hope you ain't driving. Man.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Over for that one.
That's a good one. Oh, that's my love. Right. You get pulled over. It's like, sir, you were swerving. Officer, it was the power hour. Okay. Had to get to it. Esteban, we appreciate you. We love you, man.
Did you take a power puff?
And you can follow us. Like I said, there's an app that will be on for those who are outside the listening area in New York. That you can listen to streaming if you want to get it on your phone. 98.7 ESPN in New York has an app, and you can get us that way. So we'd love to hear from you. You can certainly keep calling in and talking with us. Thank you so much.
I will, man. man.
Awesome.
One last thing. Boss, yeah. Think the Niners going to the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. Barbecue chicken. You know what I'm saying? You're going to ride them little Cowboys up out of town, man. You ain't welcome here. Billy the Kid.
Mm. All right, Esteban. We appreciate you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. There's a lot of the driver trash talk thing. I think I want to save to the end because that's always the fun part when they're really just ripping on each other. But Ray's in Staten Island. He wants to talk a little Mike White with you, Bart. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. I'm going to be listening on the app. But congratulations. Great show, man.
Thank you.
I don't know. I feel like something's fishy with the injury designation. Like, I don't know. Like the coaching staff really wants Zach to win the job back. This is a good opportunity to do it with White getting injured. Zach comes in. Maybe he has a good game, you know, keeps us on the playoff hunt and wins his job back. But I got to be honest with you. I hope he has a terrible game and the Jets somehow win because I'm done with the guy.
Wow.
I mean, you can break both his arms as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Ray's done. Staten Island talking, too.
Benito, yeah. Staten Island
coming out. Like,
hey, give me the metal pipe.
Break both his arms. Hey, try to throw a fall now. Try to throw an interception now. Now, Ray, I get what you're saying.
You can die.
But I find that just amazing. Like, I'm done with this guy. He did. Now, the podium thing got everybody pissed off. He did go in a locker room, though, eventually, and address the team. And that was said that he did it, and everybody's sort of like moving on from it. That doesn't matter to you?
I think nobody cares. Like, they want to see Garrett Wilson.
Show me, don't tell me.
They want to see Garrett Wilson continue to look like the star he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and they want to see Elijah Moore be involved.
Right.
And that happened with Mike White. So they want to see they want to see growth from Zach Wilson. I guess that's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. Pete's in Merrick. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Big fan. We'll miss you guys. Drive from home from work, and
wait, Pete, are you in Merrick, Long Island?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're not going to miss us.
Sir.
You're not going to miss us. We're not going anywhere in New York.
Oh, word! All right. Oh,
yeah.
Bad stuff happening. I was like, oh man. I was
nah, you're just going to get more centric stuff.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You know, we just are now.
I love it.
We'll be all New York once January comes. All New York.
We talk everything. But you know what I'm saying?
Can't wait.
Yeah. So you just Merry Christmas to you.
Man.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you then.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much. You just made my day. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
All right.
You know, I just want to say I appreciate you guys, and I would love to see Zach Wilson do something. Mike White, I think, is going to be our future, but, hell, give Zach a chance and see what he can do.
I hope so.
Me too.
I'm
with you, Pete. Just like I just hope.
Just all right,
a couple of weeks of flight school have gotten him back on track. That's what you're hoping for.
Playoff run would be so great. Just a playoff game, man. Just so we don't have to be on that damn list as an organization. It's embarrassing.
And the drought.
Yeah, the drop. We don't want to be the person on that.
Yeah.
We're tired of being on who people's fun list.
Who's after the Jets? Because the Jets have the longest drought now, right? Don't the Jets have it?
Yeah, because I think the Lions might have. Did the Lions go?
I thought it was the Bengals that broke that. Somebody did.
Cleveland, it might be. Listen.
I thought the Jets have the longest one now.
Yeah.
Because
they do.
Someone just recently broke it. Maybe it was Cleveland.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, the Jets have it, and now it's time to break that curse. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So the Yankees add another big contract, a big arm, as it looks like, are they trying to spend their way to a championship? And I'm all for it. We'll discuss that. We have your calls as well. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Keep chopping and do what we do.
TCU Horned Frogs. Michigan Wolverines.
Job's not finished. Go Blue.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
This is why you came to Ohio State.
Welcome to the College Football Playoff.
The College Football Playoff. Coverage begins New Year's Eve at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bam!
Oh, this one's...
Oh, not this one.
Yeah, this one's sad.
not this one.
I'd rather hear Unbreak My Heart again.
Damn! This one hitting the chiz-ass, the solar plexus
right
here.
I don't like this one at all.
Paul Walker. It's okay, man, because what it's doing is it's bringing us to that feeling.
Yeah, man, you gotta embrace it, man. Yeah, gotta embrace it.
Music's our thing, so we gotta tell our story through music, man.
Mm-hmm. It's what we do.
Yeah, man.
I do want to say this because, I mean, at the end of the show, we'll say our goodbyes and stuff like that. But I do want to say this, though, because it is true. We were just talking about it during the break, so let me say it. Because Bart and I have worked on – obviously, we've done this show. We've done the morning show as fill-ins a lot of times. So we get to work with a lot of different producers on the network side. And, I mean, all of the producers that we have worked with
– stars.
Are like that's the heartbeat of this whole thing. I mean, the talent is the talent. We're the ones in front of the mics. We're the ones that do the talking and the joking around and stuff. But the work that gets done to set us up, like this, like honestly, you should see the things that are in front of us that allow us to sound like, wow, those guys really have a lot of great knowledge and information.
I don't know nothing.
It's like if only you knew how it, you know, is because so many people that you don't know as listeners. Are the ones putting in that work before the show, a night before the show, the morning of the show, hour before the show, during the show. You know, that's all the stuff that happens. And Bart, hopefully Renee one day catches up to all that. I'm just kidding.
I'm here on my day off too.
Well, Renee, yeah, right. Renee's working on his day off today. Unfortunately, Stash Sienke, who's been our producer since February, got sick this week. He tried to work on. On Wednesday.
See, everybody comes to work with Mike White. Ain't that everybody pushes through.
And he just, you know, he apologized and said he just couldn't finish out this week. So,
That's our dog, man.
But it's just so many. I can't, like, just every name that just keeps coming through my head. And, you know, we're talking with Josiah's here today. Mikey C.
You know, have heard of me, though.
All those different stories. Yeah, everybody knows who Mikey C.
Yeah, you were now. You were with now.
Well known.
The tender
tales with Mikey C. But, you know, you all know Renee.
Lacto.
Cam.
Killer Cam.
Who's, you know, obviously he's put great energy and effort into the show as well. As guys who aren't full-time on the show, but yet when they are around the show, that's what they give us. They give us full-time energy. And that is why, like, over time, this thing has just evolved and grown and reached a point of, as Justin Craig said to me when we were talking earlier today, maturity. So the show has matured. And the funny thing is Bart, I don't really want to hear what our show sounded like before. Yeah. Like it's almost like I'd rather not. You know when you see yourself as a kid and you hear your voice, you're like, damn.
You see your outfits and
I sounded like
haircut.
That. Damn. Yeah. But it has. It's matured. And it's because of all the people we got to work with. Yes. And I'd be remiss if I also didn't mention people from the morning show that we've worked with that have it certainly has helped me develop as a host, and I know you know. Bart, we have fun with all of them as well. From Evan Wilner to Pat Costello to James Steele to Alan Yates, you know, all of them as well in the morning. I don't know. I'm feeling terrible because I'm trying to think. You know, Nuno on Greeny's show that occasionally will just jump in and just start talking trash to Renee, which makes it just funny. It starts conversations, guys, and that's what great producing does. It starts conversations that turn into great segments. And that's really what this whole thing is about when you ask, how do you do good radio? Good radio is not one personality that is dominant. It's all the personalities working together to create a sound that is a collection of voices coming through one voice. And that's what it is. And that's what we've tried to do, and I think we'll continue to do,
once, you know, we're in New York and or just exclusively in New York and focused on what everybody wanted, which is, hey, you guys are better when you just talk New York. All right. You want it, you're getting it. And you're getting stuff like this. The Yankees have added a lefty starter that now gives Gerrit Cole this 1-2 punch that could change everything for the Yankees. And it's a lot like the CeCe Sabathia, you know, the A.J. Burnett, like what they had back in 2009 when they last won a World Series. So Carlos Rodon, Jeff Passan reported this yesterday, a six-year, $162 million deal. And so the best pitcher left, and he's been phenomenal. Great, a high strikeout kind of guy, a power pitcher. And, you know, Bar, I mean, you know, we can joke about it all we want, but this is the offseason that Hal Steinbrenner put his money where his mouth is. Wants to win championships. He stepped in and said, we're spending the money and we're getting what we need. What they needed was to keep Aaron Judge, yes. But they still needed support for Gerrit Cole. They got it in Rodon.
I wonder what this means for Severino. Still, iron sharpens iron, right?
Be a great number three starter. Are you kidding me? It gives him the depth now at starting pitching that you're looking for. And Hembo's a big baseball guy, and I was asking him like how he feels about it. He's a Phillies fan. He has no affiliation whatsoever. Am I supposed to believe in this? Because there's always that, well, why have two teams? You know, like the White Sox didn't tender him. The Giants, you know, didn't keep him or do whatever it takes to keep him.
Yeah.
He's already had Tommy John. You know, like, so is he going to have recurring issues or did he get the injury stuff out of the way early in his career?
Well, I wonder what the analytics department identified in him when you think about the Yankees, because they go through that process to see how he works within Yankee Stadium.
Well, StatCast, according to Hembo, give me this. StatCast says his fastball has been the best pitch in baseball over the last two seasons. He's got 184 strikeouts, allowed 10 extra base hits with the slider. So that's pretty damn good, too. I mean, it's still $27 million a year for a guy who's got swing and miss stuff, and it's nasty. He's considered a great pitcher. And it's so $27 million for a number two starter is actually you know, fair.
Well,
I mean, look at Verlander and Scherzer. And DeGrom, yeah.
The issue is, I wonder just some concern, like what happened with them before, what happened with him at these other places. That's what I worry about.
Well, the injuries is what you worry about. Because that's what happened in Chicago. Well, he was their top pick. He's one of the best pitchers in college baseball.
Yeah.
They drafted him super high. And they just, whether it was they were cheap or they didn't, they were worried about his injury concerns because he did have the Tommy John early on. Is that maybe it was all this guy's never going to stay healthy, but he has, and he's been one of the most powerful pitchers in the sport. But the other element that I like, Bart, hates the Astros. I'll take that too.
That's great.
And the Astros have lost Verlander, and you added an arm. So there's the other thing about, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you weaken a foe. It'd be interesting though.
They are all in now. You got to admit.
They got to be all in.
Al Steinbrenner did what George would do. Everybody's saying he's got to do what George would do. He did it.
So you're hoping that LeMahieu comes back and he's healthy. But you got a lot of competition at positions. Guys haven't been healthy. What happens to Glaber?
Yeah, that's probably something to probably move on to. Right? You know, like we'll see the rest of this. But so you keep Judge and you get a legit number two lefty starter. It's a pretty good offseason so far. And I don't, again, you know, Brian Cashman will be the one front and center.
We're waiting for them to spin. We're waiting for them to start spinning. At least they're starting to have some activity.
Hal Steinbrenner said, okay, it's time. Like, all our money on the table to win a championship. And now, of course, April to September, I don't want to talk about it. No. When we get to October, that's when it matters most.
I wonder how much have the Mets spending kind of forced them to buy something.
Who? The Jets?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
It's going to be fun.
They see them spending. You see your boy spending. You got money, too. You're like, man, hold up, man. What I'm saving this money for?
Yeah, I hear
maybe
you.
He right.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll finish with your calls. And, oh, by the way, we check to see who wins the Christmas song bracket extravaganza. Which song will it be? We'll let you know next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
That's my stuff right here.
Comes from some other beginnings and
closing time.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, one last time, presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Bears host the Eagles, followed by the Patriots from Raiders. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. So, all right, the winner, Lacto, I'll let you – is it an obvious one? The winner of the Bart and Han Christmas song extravaganza spectacular presented by
– Absolutamente nadie.
Yeah.
Coquito. Yeah. By Kelvin.
Yes.
Chef Kelvin's Coquito.
Yes.
The winner is?
The king.
Yes.
The one and only.
Yes.
Nat King Cole.
Beat Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
It wasn't even fair.
What do we got? Give me the numbers. Give me the stats.
The Christmas song accumulated 68% of the votes.
All right.
Damn,
strong. How many votes did we get?
We got a good bunch.
You don't want to.
I don't want to reveal the numbers.
Wow,
we got a good bunch. 68% of the votes.
All right,
kick that ass.
To the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Still,
thank you, Autumn baby boomers. Thanks for calling in. Autumn soldiers from
now,
Vietnam.
There were some songs that we were told that were missing from this year's tournament, and we thought maybe we can give them an automatic bid into next year's. Do we have them available, guys?
Yes, we do.
All right. The first one is a classic that I can't believe I forgot about, but I also wasn't sure it would fit with some of the other slower songs we had. Johnny Mathis. I mean, these are pipes right here. Stars are brightly shining. No, nobody's
feels like I'm at Sunday Mass.
Nobody's feeling this.
I feel like you know the thing like with the Mary and the goat and all that stuff inside what,
the manger.
Mary,
and the manger. The hay and the
I'm telling you, Sunday Mass. That's what it feels like. Saturday night.
All right,
mass.
So nobody's feeling this. All right.
And hey, do y'all drink real wine at Mass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's watered down though.
Man, my cheap ass church. We drink grape juice, Welch's.
Well, is it Welch's at least? Not No Frills?
No.
This is Welch's.
It could be Walmart brand.
All right, let's get another song that everyone thought should be in the tournament. This is Mr. Hankey. No, that's Robert Sala.
Mr. Hankey has been underrated. They've been, you know.
Is Mr. Hankey available
automatic,
to us?
Automatic bid.
Is Mr. Hankey available or no?
One moment. I thought it was.
Uh-oh.
Did he get censored?
Mr. Hankey's not going to make it?
He's not Pixel approved.
We're running out
he's
of
not
time.
He's not Pixar approved.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It would have been fun, but you know what? Fitting of our show, we just missed the mark. So instead, let's just do what Bart Scott can't wait to see this weekend and beyond.
Do we have
to? There is so much going on in sports this weekend. Barton Hahn.
Make it quick.
Well, you know when you fillet fish, you have to put it on ice.
Yes.
That's exactly what the Dolphins are walking into when they go to Orchard Park on Saturday. It is payback. I was out there sweating and dehydrating on Saturday night when I came down to you in South Beach. It ain't no fun when a rabbit get the gun. We call this poetic justice.
All right.
As the Dolphins go to Orchard Park and they get put on ice. And what's going to put on ice is that W.
Anything else, or is that it?
What? Of course that's not it.
What else you got? Quickly.
It's the showdown at MetLife. The Jets Redemption Tour. Zach Wilson versus the number one disappointment in Jared Goff. Who's going to be the disappointment? The prodigal son returns. Jets versus.
I'm putting cases on all you.
Okay.
And finally.
Finally.
Sunday. Mbappe. Mbappe.
World Cup.
Versus Messi as Messi tries to go to history.
That is not how you say Messi, but okay, fine. Well, that's it for us, everybody. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you.
It's
we'll
been
see
real.
You in New York.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.